Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome back to another magical Monday. I am so excited to be here another week in a row, taking over for Brandon today again, last minute. He's really working hard, you guys. So I am more than happy to come in and steer the ship for the day. It's always fun and I'm always grateful to do so. So today I want to tell you guys a fun story about playing a game with the universe, which I did last week, and a couple insights that came to me after another show that Brandon did last week. And today we're also going to talk about the power of choice and how some of the things that we think are the smallest choices are really the biggest choices. But before we get into any of that, I'd like to start out by reading a review. You all know how much we love to get these, how much Brandon loves to get these. They definitely fuel his fire to do this podcast every single day. And it also helps new listeners find us. And we always appreciate when you guys take a moment and share your thoughts with how you're liking the podcast or if you're not liking the podcast. But we always love it when you leave a review, and much appreciated. Today's review is by Nature Seeker 1111, and it's called Daily Conscious Effort. These three words have been so powerful in changing the way I show up in the world. I am so grateful that just over a year ago, I found this show and the amazing soul family that comes along with it. The concepts that are discussed along with Brandon's bright energy and contagious laugh has brought so much joy to my life and to friends who also started listening. It's revealed an awareness to synchronicities that continues to amaze me on a daily basis. I can't thank you enough for all the light you've reflected into my life. I look forward to meeting you and other P-heads someday. Oh, that's awesome, Nature Seeker. Thank you so much for that. And in case any of you are not aware that Nature Seeker was most likely talking about our Positive Head Facebook group, where everyone gets together and shares thoughts and support and all sorts of beautiful things happening there. So definitely come and participate if you're not already doing that. We'd love to see you there. And yeah, definitely we can all get together at some point because retreat is happening. It is coming down the pipeline and soon enough it will be here. So thank you again. We appreciate you. And on to my story today. So talking about synchronistic stories. So I thought I'm going to play the game of the universe. And in case you guys don't know about this, this is a game that Brandon has created. It's up on the Positive Head website. And you can choose a number of any, just pick a number from 1 to 900 and how many episodes do we have now? 900 and however many we have. And that number will guide you to an episode to listen to. And inevitably, that episode will have something in it that is synchronistic for you. So here's what happened to me. So I asked the universe before I put you know, before I thought of a number, I just asked the universe to give me a number. And the number that came to me was 682. So I plugged it in and I found that it was the interview episode with Tricia Eastman. So I went to my podcast app now to go and listen to the episode because I was on my computer when I did that. And what do you know, in the list of all the podcasts, not a single one of them has an episode number. It's just titles on the podcast app. But this is the only episode, as I was scrolling down, that just listed the number 682, which I thought was really odd. So I was like, okay, definitely this is the episode. I click on it and the entire length of the episode was 1 hour, 15 minutes and 55 seconds. So now we have 11555, another number synchronicity there, which is always so fun to see. So now I'm even more intrigued and I start listening to it. Right off the bat, Tricia started talking about a problem that she has had in her past, which was fear of public speaking, which is probably one of my biggest fears in the world, is a fear of public speaking, believe it or not, with the microphone in front of my face. But, you know, I can kind of hide behind this microphone sitting here in my little studio space recording. It's a little different story standing on stage in front of all 10,000, 20,000 of you, however many of you are listening right now. So it was interesting to hear her talk about that and was helpful for me to understand my own process. Just to share with any of you who have ever experienced this type of thing, for me, what it came down to, just to be a little vulnerable with my own stuff for a moment, because maybe it'll help somebody. So my fear came down to a fear of being judged. And so why did I have a fear of being judged? Well, ultimately, because I'm the one who's judging. When I took a step back and I looked at, okay, I'm judging others, so I feel like others are going to judge me. And it took me a long time to realize that. And once I realized I was judging others, which I didn't like doing, I knew it was something that was, it just didn't sit well with me, but I didn't quite know how to stop doing it. Then I realized, okay, me judging others is just me not loving myself. And if I'm not loving myself, I'm not loving others. And even on more on top of that was, and I'm not forgiving myself. I'm too hard on myself. And so when I was able to look at it like that and be able to shine a little light, shine a little love into that situation, understand that we're all here just doing our best and that I can forgive and I can love myself, then the fear subsides and this public speaking thing gets a whole lot easier. And you can relate that to a lot of different fears, or judgments, or any other ways that you are interacting with the outside world that is really just a reflection of your internal world. So I hope that little tidbit helps somebody. So on to my story about the next thing she started talking about in this episode, which was super synchronistic for me. So the episode was about all different types of psychedelics. And one of them she started talking about was called Datura. And Datura is common name is Jimson weed. And you may have heard it maybe used in old witches brews or things like that. But I have a very special connection with the plant Datura. And it is the only plant that has ever spoken to me that I have heard speak to me. And so to hear her mention this plant, it's not a very common plant at all, was a reminder to me to listen to my higher guidance. And a reminder also that the knowing is always within me if I just choose to listen. So I'll tell you how this plant spoke to me. I was at Contact in the Desert a couple years ago when it was still at Joshua Tree. And it was the very last day and we were all packing up to leave. And I had run out in the morning to go grab a cup of coffee. And as I was leaving, I noticed that there was this beautiful white flower that had just bloomed that morning. We hadn't seen it any of the days prior. And when I came back from grabbing my coffee and was talking to one of my roommates, we had noticed there was some different animal medicine hanging around and we were paying our respects. And I told him about the flower. I said, let's go check out this flower. It's beautiful. You should come see it. And Datura, as it blooms, when it's closed, it just looks like a spiraled up flower. And so it opens up its spiral and it looks like a big white trumpet. It's beautiful. So we go over to look at the plant. And as we're admiring it, because there were some that were open and some that were still closed, and the sacred geometry in it is just beautiful. And my friend asked me, well, what do you think it is? And the first words out of my mouth were, I don't know. But as I was saying, I don't know, I hear in my head, Datura. And I said, well, it just told me Datura. So maybe it's Datura. Well, I went and looked it up and that's of course what it was. It was Datura. But I had to make that choice in that moment to listen to this little word, this whisper that came into my ear, or I could have ignored it. But I heard it and I thought, well, that's a word that isn't common to my vocabulary. Maybe I've learned it in school. I did actually go back and check all my textbooks to see if it was in there, and it wasn't. So very interesting. And it was really fun to have that experience of that plant spirit speaking to me. And listening to that episode, it also reminded me that there are different ways that we can work with plant medicines and plant spirits. We don't actually always have to ingest them, and we can work with their spirit on a mental level. So that's a nice thing to know. So that's my 682 story, y'all, of playing game with the universe. I thought it was really neat how that worked out. So I encourage you all to play that game and see how it works out for you, and see what kind of realizations come to you or what things resonate with you and what kind of ideas it might be bringing to the surface for you. There's always going to be a reason. So now I want to talk about the ideas that I had when I was listening to Brandon's episode last week, which was the one he played the Bashar clip, episode 902. And in that clip, Bashar talks about chemtrails and what we can do as far as our thoughts are concerned with how we look at them. And he also talked about how we could actually be doing the same thing, but using a different substance, and it would actually help us. And that substance was gold. So I found that to be pretty interesting. Well, I woke up a morning or two later, and it was early, early. I have a 7-month-old who was up at the crack of dawn. And I went outside. The sunrise was just coming up. And the sunrise was beautiful. But streaked throughout the sky were tons and tons and tons of chemtrails. And they were still being made. And this was like, you know, really early in the morning. So they had been at it for hours already. And it reminded me of the clip. And I thought, wouldn't it be great if that was gold? And then I thought, well, in my mind, I can just make it gold. I can use the power of my mind, use the power of my imagination to visualize all of those particles that are coming out of that plane as gold particles. So then that's what I did. So I sat there and closed my eyes and saw every single one of those lines as sparkling gold particles in the sky. It's the ultimate alchemy, right? Taking those particles and transforming them or transmuting them into gold. And alchemy happens in the mind, right? So how do we do that? We use our imaginations and we visualize. And I truly believe that if every single one of us, when we look up in the sky and we see a chemtrail, instead of that making us upset or angry, which of course it's going to at first, because no one wants to see our environment being destroyed, anyone listening to this podcast anyway. But that vibration, when we feel that, we don't want to stay there. We want to recognize that and let that go, because we don't want to send that vibration to this idea or this concept. It only feeds it. So the best thing that we can do is to show it love and transmute it in our brain. Take all of those particles and visualize them as gold. If all of us did this in our minds, even if you have some doubt, and of course there's some doubt, like, yeah, I'm not really transforming these particles into gold. That's fine. You don't have to believe it. I just want you to use your imagination and pretend. If all of us had this intention and all of us used our imagination, we might actually be able to get somewhere. We could move mountains when we come together and we have the same intention for healing of our planet. So this is just my plea for everyone out there to, whenever you see a chemtrail, visualize it as gold. And I really think that we can make some big changes there. I actually think it's probably one of the best ways we can make any changes is to all focus our collective consciousness on one single intention of health and healing for the entire planet. So that's my encouragement to you all for the day, is to practice a little alchemy in your brain. Anytime you see anything that doesn't quite sit well with you, you can practice some alchemy in the brain by transmuting it and bringing the love into it. And again, that's a choice, right? So that's what we're going to talk about today, the power of choice. And I found a clip I was going to play today, but unfortunately it's like 25 minutes long, which is a little too long. So instead I'm just going to talk about what was said in the clip, and it is Carolyn Mace's TED Talk, and it's called Choices That Can Change Your Life. So she's talking about the power of choice, and she's saying that the power of choice is fundamental to our human experience. And what's interesting, as an aside, in the Law of One, they say that choice is the reason why we're here. We're here to make a choice. We're here to have experiences that catalyze this choice of, do we choose love or do we choose fear? Do we choose to serve ourselves or do we choose to serve others? It's the ultimate choice. And Carolyn Mace talks about the choices that we make have infinite consequences. And she found that the small choices, the ones that we make in our private moments, the ones that we make when we are deciding whether or not to set up a good boundary for ourselves, to say yes or no to a situation, to tell a lie or to tell the truth, to respect ourselves, to love ourselves. These seem like small choices, but these are really the most profound and the ones that have the most effect on our sense of well-being and on our health and our overall spirit. These are the choices that affect how empowered we feel, how much we feel like we can love ourselves and forgive ourselves. It's not the big choices at all. Like, the big choices are those, do I get married? Do I get divorced? Do I move? We think that those are huge life-changing choices. And yes, they can be. But it's those little things, those little choices of, am I choosing love or am I choosing fear? It's those choices that sit and settle down within to our mind, our body, and spirit. And so it's really important that we consider, when we're making a choice, how am I making this choice? Which kind of road am I going down? Am I choosing the love road or am I choosing the fear road? We all have a devil on one shoulder and an angel on the other, and they're both always talking to us. So which one is it that we're listening to? We get to choose. This reminds me of a story about a tale of two wolves, if anyone has ever heard it. A Cherokee elder was teaching his young grandson about life. "A fight is going on inside me," he said to the boy. "It is a terrible fight, and it is between two wolves. One is evil. He is anger, envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, self-doubt, and ego. The other is good. He is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. This same fight is going on inside you and inside every other person too." The boy thought about it for a moment and then asked his grandfather, "Which wolf will win?" The elder simply replied, "The one you feed." So which wolf will you feed? That is a choice. It's a choice we get to make in every single moment. Which wolf? The angel wolf or the love wolf, or the devil and the fear wolf? We choose. And ultimately, our choices can come down to, are we making a choice from our heart or are we making our choice from our head? And we have to find the ability to always come from our heart. And if we're having a hard time making a choice, because choices can be difficult because we start worrying about the what ifs. But a simple way to heart center is to just place your hand on your heart and then ask yourself the question and see what the response is there. So Carolyn May has talked about 5 different choices that we can make that can save our lives. The first one is a choice or a decision to live an integrity-filled life. So to walk how we talk, not just to speak our truth, but to actually always tell the truth and to make our choices according to what we say we believe. So for example, if we believe that love is the only answer, then we need to choose love in every situation. Not always easy, but we need to remind ourselves that, okay, does this choice go with my belief system or my preferred belief system where I want to live my life? And ultimately, not lying to yourself, not lying to the people around you. And I'm not saying these big lies. I'm saying even little things about, well, what's okay for you, what's acceptable in your life and what's not. So it means not betraying yourself, not compromising yourself, not putting yourself in a position or a circumstance that makes you uncomfortable. And it also means not putting other people in those positions just to please you as well. Carolyn May says, liars don't heal. Very, very important point. Whether we're lying to someone else or we're lying to ourselves, we don't heal. We're creating a hole or a disturbance in our energy system every time we lie. Also, blaming others, blaming ourselves. If we constantly need to look to someone else for the cause of our heartache, our injustices, we have to take a better look at it, don't we? Or if we knowingly hurt somebody, your body, your soul, and your heart know that that happened. You can't hide that at all. That will settle right down into your body. So we have to make a choice to always live in full integrity, to always tell ourselves the truth. Choice number 2, the decision to not pass my suffering on, but my wisdom. So it is a choice to pass on the wisdom gained from the suffering as opposed to the woe gained from the suffering. We all suffer, some to higher degrees than others. And as difficult as life can be sometimes, we have to stop and ask ourselves, from this, what do I want to pass on? What is my choice? So this pain and this grief and these horrible situations that we have been through, we have to look at it and say, okay, this is horrible and nothing can make it go away. And it's not going to be forgotten about. It's not going to go away. So I need to look at it. And as Carolyn May says, look at it and say to it, it will never defeat me and I will not live like this. And I will somehow turn this into my source of wisdom, but I will not live in woe. And that is the choice, wisdom or woe. Number 3, the choice to take risks. Taking risks, not allowing fear to make your choices for you. If you are afraid of making a choice just because you don't know what's coming, you don't have any proof of what the future holds, not taking the risk will always leave you in regret. The regret of what your life could have been. And then she talks about visiting the life we wish we would have lived. So in your head, you go back, oh, if I only would have done this, then my life could have been like this. We can't allow the fear of what if to keep us from moving forward. Ask yourself too, how many of your greatest fears have actually happened? Are you just taking what is quote unquote the safe path because of fear? And at the end of the day, is that actually the safe path? Does that always wind up being the safe path if it's not the best decision for you, if you're holding yourself back because of fear? To me, that's not the safe path. Carolyn Mace also talks about not looking backwards for guidance. And I think that this is a really, really good point. There's nothing back there. That part of your life is over, and over can't chart new. And you're not that person anymore. So we have this tendency as humans to look back in our past and say things to ourselves like, well, this happened before, and this is how I behaved before, or this is how that situation treated me, and I don't want that to happen again. So no, I'm not going to do that again. I'm not going to set myself up for disaster. When we live in the past, we'll just stay in the past. So we have to make new choices, choices based on love. Okay, number four, choose new words. This is a fabulous one. One Brandon talks about all the time, abracadabra, with our words we create. Every word is a universe unto itself. The words that we say to others and the words that we say to ourselves. So what words do you say to yourself? What words are you saying to others that maybe shouldn't be used anymore? Words that aren't of the highest vibration. If we could do an energetic analysis on all of the words that we use and see how our vocabulary is actually settling into our energetic past and what it's doing to us, we probably wouldn't use a lot of these words ever again. So I think it's important for us to just be cognizant about the words that we are choosing to use. And if the words that are coming to our head aren't the most positive words, then we can choose to rephrase them before they're actually spoken. Number five. Choose to get up every day and bless your day. You have no idea what's in store for your day, but it's a beautiful day because you're alive. She says, don't base your gratitude in your life on what you have or how you feel, but just because you are. Just because you are, just because you are alive, just because you woke up, you can be grateful. That this day, this very day, in this present moment, will never come again. Not like this. You will never see the sunrise rise exactly in this way ever again. And that alone could shape the life around you with such grace and beauty, and will help you see each moment with such great gratitude and love. That is, it's number five, but I think it's number one. I think that is the very, very first thing that we all need to do every day, is to be grateful the minute we wake up just for being alive. The Law of One says that the key to making this choice is to always remain centered upon the Creator and continue in thanksgiving and gratitude for all things. So that's it. Plain and simple. Love is always the answer. And what was that question again? All right, everybody, that's it for me today. I love you all. Thank you for being here with me. I'm going to leave you with a song by Wookiefoot called Lose Your Mind. Enjoy. Till next time.
The earth, hear it rumbling. Which way will we go? People always say it doesn't matter anyway. Closing the heart, cause they see it every day. But not this time, we're going not afraid. Marching on, even though we know. Oh, we will go through shame. Thank you.
get me wrong, I can see just how it happens now. Seeds of doubt falling around, empathy is shutting down. All of the hatred in the world, see where it comes from defending a god or a job or a loved one. Empathy's a pathogen, only wants to spread. The longest journey ever's from the heart to the head. Like Theseus in the maze, following the thread. The longest journey ever's from the heart to the head. Oh, just got to remind, yeah. Kindness coming back to humankind, yeah. To find your heart, you got to lose your mind, yeah. To find your heart, you got to lose your mind, yeah. We will go through shame. You got to lose your mind. To find your heart, you got to lose your mind. To find your heart, you got to lose your mind. To find your heart, you got to lose your mind. To find your heart, you got to lose your mind.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.